to the C-S-Cafe, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. Welcome back. You see, some of these physicians came into practice for paychecks and lost all the patients' respect. And I'm going to give you a little piece I like to call, shouldn't have to speak twice. Silent alarms wake the dead, but no one hydrates the living. Repetition signs the death certificate of those who could have been saved. Faces only known by chart numbers, where physicians avoid connection for paychecks. Where common symptoms are looped around memory, so every patient gets wrangled up like cattle, as if you've seen the same diagnosis for 12 hours, yet 525,600 minutes, a soul gets dragged by the undertaker, the grim reaper, way before the promise was fulfilled due to your poison. Where blindness strikes the body, yet the other senses never stepped up. Where senses fall out of leadership and beings go misdiagnosed. Shouldn't have to speak twice when living in this skin, since birth gives me the right to know what is going wrong, what hurts the most, when I can't stand to feel pain, and how much is enough. The alarm shouldn't have to go off more than once to be believed over biases that have no room in medicine. Split your tongue before walking into rooms looking at shells over humans. Obesity isn't the way out of diagnosis. Being obese seems to fall at face value, and yet nations die off being misdiagnosed due to biases of what healthy looks like if you had ears. I guess them hoes don't work because your sight tunnels on the 16th of a person and never finding the problem. Take your ideologies off our bodies and tell me what you see. Blindfold your eyes and tell me what you feel. Can you trust what your body detects, or are you only relying on your senses to acknowledge foreign masses? Tell me what lies beyond skin deep. The statistics of your behaviors poison the roots. Tell me why pro-life stops before birth, but malpractice happens way into adulthood. I am black, but black is not my diagnosis. One shoe can't fit a whole nation. DNA doesn't align with everyone, so tell me why your eyes deceive you into thinking one black plus one black equals two blacks. More like doing trigonometry and patience. Math is no longer numbers but letters. The difference is there are too many races and blends of genetics to be a one size fits all. And when I tell you there's pain after birth, don't dismiss my alarms because you've been a doctor for so long. Learn that how one feels is not like the other. Kill the ism that sits on your chest and learn to notice what's said in silence, for silence creeps within the lining of heart, stopping it from beating in rhythm. Learn that isms have no place in hospitals or doctors' offices. As fragile as emotions can be, first impressions kill the act of repeated visits, leaving relatives wondering if this could have been prevented. Wondering if ears could listen closely so blood never splattered on hands that weren't ready. Do you trust me? That's what you asked me, then break it due to theories, but you never listened. You never saw me. I am not cadavers on steel carts. Can you listen? Do you comprehend when I say no? A complete sentence that stays being ignored by Doctor Knows Best. If Doctor Knows Best, then tell me why graveyards are filled with people diagnosed by autopsies. Give the man who lies on concrete streets the same care as the senator. Paychecks don't prevent the filling of graves. Weight loss doesn't rid underlying conditions. Race should be left to biochemical engineers, not when I see you face to face. What mimics in you has no correlation to symptoms that appear to me. Telling a young girl I've seen your type to force them on pills meant to do more harm than good. When you look at you, take the chains off your brains and treat me as one equal to you. Equality has been dismissed when it comes to saving lives, and we go silent. Tell me what you say and mean it. Shouldn't have to speak twice to live. When I ask you, do you see me? See me for me. I don't want to die under bloodied hands that never listened when I chose to speak. Savior, I'm sorry for your loss. Your all you need is to lose weight. Yo, I've seen the signs too many times. Yo, I know what I'm doing. Your broken promises when you said you could save me, but I died of pain instead. I don't want to hear excuses when I shouldn't have had to speak twice to save my own life. Th-
Thanks for tuning in to the CSCAFE. Did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.